And we are at Four Corners today, and Four Corners is hopping. It's just bouncing all over the place. Charlie Becker is the EAA Director of Chapters and Home Building. Thanks for having us down at your venue here, Charlie.
Great being on.
It's a beautiful Friday. It looks like a great day for One Week Wonder. It's back.
Absolutely. We are working hard trying to get a Sonics YX built in 1 week, 7 days.
So we started this Monday,
8 a.m.
And here we are on Friday, and it really is coming together. I've come by every day and looked at it, and it's got an engine on it now. Looks like the wings are built. Most of the fuselage is done. What are they working on now?
Well, we are working on the cockpit stuff now. We're going to do the canopy later, you know, hopefully this evening, later in the day. And obviously the engine, although it's on there, is not completely ready to go yet. So
it's
we're working on that.
It's not plumbed in yet, yeah.
Yep, and we're finishing up the tail section so that we can get that on there. So lots more to do, but we're making great progress.
Awesome. Well, we're going to spend the whole hour talking about this One Week Wonder project. But before we do that, why don't we talk a little bit about EAA stuff and what's been going on with Chapters and home building over the last year?
Yeah, you bet. Well, obviously, you know, Chapters are emerging from the dark days of the pandemic and getting back to flying Young Eagles and doing pancake breakfasts and getting together and meeting in person. So if you're not yet a member of a chapter, I'd strongly encourage you to consider that. There's local groups all over the world, 900 EA chapters, great people, the best you'll ever meet. And just a lot of fun, and they're geographically, you know, locally based. So, you know, it's a great support community as well.
Well, and of course, big program, Young Eagles, right? So Chapters is where you're going to find a lot of the Young Eagles activity and the Eagle Flights activity.
Absolutely. So most of the Young Eagles are flown by EA Chapters. You know, it's like 80% plus are done through the chapter network. So It's a great opportunity for kids to get their, you know, first flight in a small aircraft. We're trying to, you know, get back up to our normal, what I'd call our normal pre-pandemic numbers. You know, we went as low as 8,000 during 2020, but now we're, last year was about 35,000. We're trying to hit 60,000 plus. That's kind of what our normal cadence has been. And with the 30th anniversary of Young Eagles, as of this week, we're going to celebrate that all year long. So we've got some incentives for chapters to get out there and start holding rallies. We've introduced a digital signature app for the Young Eagle form. So things are going good.
Yeah, not anything to progress, right? To move forward, and digital and computer stuff is a good way to do it.
Yeah, always trying to make it easier for our chapters to execute on programs.
Right. Now, tell us a little bit about Four Corners. This is where we are today here at One Week Wonder. Four Corners is kind of the central hub now, or has become that, of Oshkosh Air Venture. Tell us what's going on right here in this area.
Yeah, you bet. So right next door to the One Week Wonder, the One Week Wonder is the most active area, but right across the street, we have the Learn to Fly Center, which has been very busy as well. We're issuing student pilot certificates. We've got forums going on all day. People are answering questions about what it takes to become a pilot. We also have our some simulators in there that we're teaching people on, so a lot of activity going on in there. We also have some information about the 30th anniversary for Young Eagles. Across the way is our member center. And that's where we can sign people up for a new membership. We can renew your membership, answer any questions. We have some of our government staff in there answering questions about our advocacy efforts. And then the last corner this year is our EA merchandise tent, and you can get loads of different EA merchandise there. One thing I do want to mention, too, that's new this year is we have a lifetime member center this year. That's a new offering down on the flight line. So if you're a lifetime member, you can stop in there. Relax in some air-conditioned comfort, get some water to drink. I've even been told that there's some Dove bars in there, although I haven't made it by there yet myself.
You got to get your armband. They won't let you in without your armband.
I know, but I'm a lifetime member. All I got to do is walk up and tell them, and they'll give me that armband, and I'll go in there. So
right.
Might be another reason to join as a lifetime member.
Yeah, absolutely, and it looks like you know, I've been a lifetime member for a very long time, and, of course, we had an offering of things, and it looks like They've kind of centralized that down into that wonderful new pavilion, which is going to be, I assume, available every year going forward now.
It is, and rumor has it that there might even be an upper deck added.
Ooh.
So for some good sight lines, some good photography of the air show.
Well, I like your rumors, Charlie. What other rumors do you have to share with us today?
Well, we're going
to do a little.
So probably the second half of our year-long celebration of Young Eagles, we're going to offer double Young Eagle credits from January of 2023 through Next Air Venture. And that is if you fly a Young Eagle and you're a member of a chapter, the chapter gets $5 towards a young to improving their Young Eagles program, you know, buying iPads to run the digital signature or signage, or I've even seen chapters take out ads at the local movie matinee about the Young Eagles program.
That's a cool idea.
But for that second half of this year, they'll get $10 a flight. So that'll start in January of 2023 and run through Air Venture.
Do we have any sponsors we should mention when we're talking about things like that?
Well, we, Phillips 66 has been a great sponsor right out of the gate. You know, Sporties has been a great sponsor as well, supporting us with their Learn to Fly course that every Young Eagle gets an opportunity. And there's many others that have supported the Young Eagles program over the years. So, you know, we couldn't do it without their help.
And this Learn to Fly Center, this is fairly new in the last, 6 years?
Yeah, we really just started it last year. You know, we've dabbled with it in the past, but we've made a real commitment to this being one of the four corner spots. And the reason we made that commitment is we have shifted our pilot proficiency center into part of our museum. You know, we added like about a 21,000 square foot addition to the museum.
That's huge.
It is huge. It's our largest expansion in probably 20 years or 25 years. And what we've done is the top floor is an expanded kid venture area, and the lower floor is the pilot proficiency center. And we're looking to do year-round programming there about improving flight safety.
So what all do you have over there in the pilot proficiency center?
We have like a dozen Redbird simulators with different scenarios that you would work through as a pilot. And we have some CFIs teaching those scenarios. We have an area that we can do some forums as well. And then on the upper side, we have all the kid venture activities.
Wow, that's really cool. I haven't been over there this year yet, but I definitely want to check that out.
Yeah,
we just dedicated
the facility at the earlier this month, so it's brand spanking new.
So with that said, the Four Corners Learn to Fly Center is more for promoting what's going on over there, basically, right?
Well, no, this Learn to Fly Center is really a place to be introduced to the idea of getting your pilot certificate. The Pilot Proficiency Center is more for the entrenched pilot. They already are flying. You know, maybe they're, you know, we do everything from IFR to VFR to experimental amateur built stuff out of that facility.
And it looks like you have some sponsors for that too. Redbird, of course, being one of the big ones.
Yeah, Redbird has definitely made it possible to offer all of the flight simulators and to offer some of that programming. So they've been a great supporter.
Well, and they're fantastic simulators. They really are good for GA, especially.
Yeah, a lot of chapters have purchased Redbirds, and, you know, they just keep getting better and better.
All right. Well, that was a pretty good wrap-up of what's been going on. I think we should mention the raffle, too, while we're at it.
Sure.
The J3 Cub raffle.
Yeah, so we have a absolutely beautiful J3 Cub. Raffle tickets are $100. You have to buy them while you're here in Wisconsin. And, you know, I would love to own that aircraft, but I am not eligible, unfortunately, as an employee. It would look a little suspect if I won.
Yeah, right.
But I would love to pick up that Cub. I mean, I have a nice Wag Aero Cubby, but that one puts my Wag Aero Cubby to shame.
Speaking of, we just got a couple minutes of this segment left. Speaking of EAA and staff, it looks like you're on a recruiting mission. Let's talk about that a little bit.
I absolutely am on a recruiting mission. One of my great staff members got married, and her and her husband moved to Alabama for their flight training, or for his flight training in the Wisconsin Air Guard. And I've lost her, so now I need a new chapter field rep. So if you're involved in EA chapter and you want to come to Oshkosh and work here at headquarters, I am in the process of looking for one new chapter field rep to help support our chapter network.
Well, and EA as a whole is also trying to recruit
quite
a bit of
people. We are. Just like everybody, we're in search of really passionate, dedicated people.
Yeah, and just a little promotion for Oshkosh itself. It's a very reasonable cost of living here. It's not a hard place to live year-round.
No, it's a very enjoyable community. I've been here 22 years and absolutely love it. The weather, that's a little bit challenging at times, but the summers are great.
Yeah,
and of course you have Air Venture, which is Christmas in July. So
that's right.
It's hard to beat it.
Well, cool, Charlie. Well, hey, listen, you've got a setup to talk to a bunch of people for the rest of the hour, and we're looking forward to that. But we're going to take a little break and come back and dive right into One Week Wonder. Jaymont G, we're on the fly at Four Corners at the One Week Wonder Pavilion. You're listening to EA Radio.